The shepherd carried the body of the young girl into the clearing. It was a beautiful afternoon. The sun-dappled leaves cast flickering shadows on the ground. Tall trees stretched up into the clear blue sky, as if standing to attention. And as he walked, he inhaled the heady scent of wild flowers, underscored by the earthy smell of decomposing leaves. The only sounds breaking the idyllic silence were his own boots crunching on broken twigs and pine needles, and the odd squirrel rustling in the branches above. It was a perfect day for the burial. He laid his young victim down on the leaf-strewn ground, her dark hair haloing out around her like an avenging angel. Standing up, he admired her for a moment. Her skin was so pale, almost alabaster in the muted sunlight. The faint blush that had once stained her cheeks was long gone, but so was the pain and fear that had scarred her eyes. She was at peace now. No one would ever harm her again. A surge of something close to happiness rose in his chest, and he gasped with the sudden intensity of it. It was the feeling he'd got when he'd helped his dear friend find peace so many years ago. He'd forgotten how good it felt, like he'd done something noble, something righteous. He'd righted a wrong and ended someone's suffering. Shaking with adrenaline, he picked up the spade and began to dig. He'd found the perfect spot to lay her to rest. Under an ancient oak tree, surrounded by nature, rimmed by cornflowers and meadow sweet that would soon cover the grave, their pretty flowers her only marker. It was hard, back-breaking work. He hadn't done anything so strenuous in a long time. Still, it was worth it. For her. An hour later, he stopped and wiped the sweat from his brow. Was it deep enough? He didn't want the foxes to get at her. She would decompose naturally, become one with the earth as God intended. He dug on, just a little more to make sure. Then he smoothed over the bottom, patting it down with his hands. He gathered some leaves and spread them over the flattened earth, creating a verdant mattress on which she would lie. Then, ever so gently, he lowered her into the grave. "Sleep well, my love," he whispered, placing her hands onto her chest as if in prayer. A leaf swept down from an overhead branch and landed across her just parted lips. The woods were already claiming her as their own. He removed it, then took a fold-up comb out of his trouser pocket and arranged her hair over her shoulders, brushing it to a high gloss. Then he secured it at her temples with two sparkling blue clips. They had glitter on them, just like she'd had. Leaning forward, he kissed her cool forehead for the last time, then climbed out of the grave. He removed a linen sheet from his backpack. He shook it out and watched it billow above her before lowering it over her body. He blinked at the sudden loss of her image, then bent down and tucked it around her. Covering her up again didn't take long. As the first crumbs of dirt fell on the sheet, he began to pray. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." He finished reciting the psalm as he filled in the grave. He tried to make it look natural, even throwing some more leaves and twigs on top. It wouldn't fool anyone looking, but then no one knew she'd be buried here, less than a mile from where she'd been taken a fortnight ago. He'd waited until the furor had quietened down, keeping her safe in the shed on his allotment. No one had thought to ask him. Why would they? He was nobody. Most people walked past him on the street without batting an eyelid. He was the grey man. But inside, he was a seething, red-hot mass of righteous anger. A saviour. The shepherd.